书九章十五节。
It's in the Second Corinthians chapter 9 verse 15。
我们一起同声来念啊，用中文啊，两台湾为 English 啊，我们一起 get together 来念这段经文来。
Let's read it together。
感谢神，
Thanks be to God for His
indescribable
gift。
恩赐，再来一次。
Let's read it again。
感谢神
，Thanks be to God for His indescribable gift。
恩赐，我们过感恩节啊，大家都知道这几个礼拜是一个感恩的季节。
We all know that we're in the Thanksgiving season.
特别是在这个感恩的季节里面，我们有这种感恩节的气氛啊。
Especially in this season, we can all feel this atmosphere of Thanksgiving.
但是说感恩，感恩。
But every time we say giving thanks or Thanksgiving,
我是否真的是能够感受到神的恩典呢
？Do we truly feel truly feel blessings from the Lord.
各位知道感恩的英文就是 Thanksgiving.
In English, Thanksgiving is Thanksgiving.
直接的翻过来。
If we translate it,
就是谢谢给予的节哈。
It's made up of two words, thanks and giving.
你是否是觉得神是有给予你什么吗？
Do you feel that God has given you something?
其实对许多人来说，其实蛮模糊的。
To many people, it's very unclear.
为什么我们不太容易感受有神的恩典
why is it so hard to feel God's blessing in our lives?
也许你觉得说我现在一切都是我自己努力来的
maybe you feel that I work for everything that I have
如果跟别人比可能你会觉得说哎呀我也没有比人家有钱啊
and if you compare with other people you may think that I'm not as wealthy as the other person
我没有比别人有机会啊
or I don't have as much opportunity as another person
比别人顺利或者比别人聪明啊
I'm not smarter or more successful than someone else
所以你觉得说要感恩也没有什么特别有感觉
so maybe you don't feel that you need to give thanks
所以你没有感到有神的恩典
and you don't feel that God has blessed you
其实我们今天要在这里一起来思想
but let's think about this together today
为什么要感恩
why do we need to give thanks?
那要怎么去感恩
？And how to give thanks？
感恩到底有什么效应
？And what is the effect of giving thanks？
弟兄姐妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
其实神的恩典太多了。
There's so many blessings that God has given us。
就像这刚才所念的这段经文
，Just like in the verse that we just read，
保罗在第九章整个的结论的时候都讲了这句话。
Paul concluded in chapter 9, with this verse。
感谢上帝，因为他有。
He says, thanks be to God for what?
有什么?
For what? Why do we thank God?
有恩典吗?不是,是说不尽的恩典。
Is it for a gift? No, it's indescribable gift.
如果在圣经,英文的圣经啊,这个 NIV, New International Version, 它讲的是说,那个说不尽的恩典,它翻英文是 His indescribable gift.
In NIV, it means indescribable gift.
意思就是没有办法形容的
It's indescribable. It's a gift that's indescribable.
那如果 King James Version 呢？它翻成是 unspeakable gift.
And in the King James Version, it actually means unspeakable gift.
就是讲不出来的恩典。
It means something you can't speak about.
所以呢，你看看这个恩典是叫做无法形容，是讲不出来。是无法去叙述的讲不尽的恩典
and this gift that God has given us is indescribable it's unspeakable
那如果不是你说那么多那为什么我们都不觉得有神的恩典
you might ask that the pastor said so much but how come I don't feel that God has given me this gift
原因是什么
what's the reason
因为我们很少数算主的恩典
because we seldom count God's blessings
因为你越不数算你就不越有感觉神的恩典
and the less we count his blessings the less we feel that he has given us
所以如果你有养成一个数算恩典的生活的时候
but if you have cultivated a life of counting God's blessings
那你就越多知道有神的恩典
then you would understand and realize how much he has given you
你没有数的时候你就不晓得原来有这么多恩典
And if you don't count it, then you don't realize that you have been given so much.
你总觉得许多事都是自自然然的。
You may think that everything is taken for granted.
我们洛杉矶有一个博物馆叫做 Getty Museum.
In Los Angeles, there's Getty Museum.
它是美国第六大的这个博物馆。
It's one of the largest, sixth largest museum in LA.
但其实它是一个私人收藏的博物馆。
But it's a private museum.
这个收藏物有达到五万多件。
There's 50,000 items in this museum.
现在可能更多了。
Maybe there's more even now.
而且里面的品质都很好的。
The quality of the collections are high class.
包括比如说梵谷的那个 iris 和那个就鸠尾花那一幅很有名。
It includes the painting iris by Van Gogh. 还有像
说塞尚的啦，这雷瓦诺的这些作品，他都有。
And he has other pictures from Renault and other painters.
而且是免费参观呢。
And it's free.
你只要停车费15块就可以。
You just need to pay $15 for parking.
那这个创办人保罗盖提呢 ，Getty 呢，他是一个石油大亨。
Then Mr. Getty was an oil person. He
很热心在这个艺术上面。
He is passionate about art.
所以呢他说了一句话，他说不爱艺术的人呢，就是没有完全开化的人。
He said that those people who don't love art, they are not civilized.
意思就是说，你真正的爱热爱艺术，你才成为有教养的文明人。
That means that only if you love art, you are a person who is truly civilized.
有一次他想要去找一幅他一直想要有的一幅这个名画。
And one time he was trying to find a picture that he wants to own.
成立了一个专案小组来找这一幅画。
And he created a committee to search for this painting.
那个时候还没有什么 Google 这些东西去搜寻。
There's no such thing as Google at that time.
所以这个专案小组呢，就开始从美国各处去找。
So the committee was searching from different places in America.
一些大小博物馆或者是一些画廊。
From other museums or galleries.
遍寻不着。
But they couldn't find it.
到底这一幅画跑哪里去了？
Where was this painting?
后来干脆就还往欧洲去找。
They even looked in Europe.
可是还是找不到，没有消息。
They still couldn't find it.
那专案小组呢？后来有一天，他们就在旧的，当时旧的，已经去过旧的，就知道比较这个古典那个哥德式的建筑前面有一个水池，那旧的时候，他们就聚在那里，有一个餐厅在那里讨论这个问题。
And the committee was gathering in a restaurant in front of a Gothic building and discussing this.
因为他们任务一直没有办法完成，所以很郁闷。
And they were sad that they couldn't accomplish the mission.
那时候刚好这个Getty 的这个管家经过跟他们打招呼。
But the carekeeper of Mr. Getty came passed by and said hi to them.
他就跟他们就聊起说他们现在这个任务这个遇到的困难。
And they talked about how hard it is to find this painting.
没想到那个管家就说
But the carekeeper said this.
这幅画好像早就躺在我们地下室的储藏室了
I have seen this picture in the basement of our museum.
于是他们就跑下去看。
So they went down to the basement.
果然好好的，这躺在那里已经十年了。
The painting has already been found, lying there for 10 years.
这件事有趣的告诉我们。
And this thing gave us something funny.
我们常常觉得神的恩典离我们很远。
Sometimes we think that God's mercy or blessings is so far away from us.
所以我们觉得没有什么值得感恩的。
So we don't give thanks.
但是事实上我们知道。
But in reality, we must know.
当你成为基督徒开始。
That after you become a Christian.
上帝的恩典老早就深植在你我的心里面。
The blessing of God is already planted deeply inside of you.
只是我们没有察觉而已。
But we just never realized it.
就像刚才这个寻画的这个故事。
Just like in the story of searching for the painting.
他们在那里做无谓的瞎忙。
They were running around, spending so much time, useless.
其实上帝的恩典随处都在。
But the grace of God is everywhere.
在你认为是上帝，只要你认为那是上帝的恩典，那就是上帝的恩典。
And if you think that that is a blessing from God, it is from God.
你不认为那是上帝的恩典，其实它一定是上帝恩典，只是你不觉得。
Even though you might not think it's a blessing from God, it is from God. You just never realized it.
有时候我们知道感恩的境遇你会发现有一些事情从外表看好像没改变。
And in thanksgiving from the outside, sometimes you don't think that your outside circumstances have changed.
但是当你感恩的时候，你心情一转过来。
But when you give thanks, your heart is different.
就扭转了全局。
Then the situation is reversed.
你说牧师这样会不会有阿 Q 了？太阿 Q 了呢
？Then you may ask the pastor, doesn't this sound silly?
明明是痛苦难堪，什么一转过来前进，整个境界都改了呢
？That you're in shame, you're in pain, but just because of change of heart, then everything changes.
其实基督徒知道。
But as a Christian, you need to know.
我们有神的恩典。
We have God's blessing.
而且我们知道，越数算会越多。
And the more we count them, there's more.
你看，上帝都把那最宝贵的，就是他的儿子耶稣基督那个神的儿子的命都给我们。
Because God has given us Jesus Christ. Even Jesus died on the cross for us.
那其他的呢？岂不是他也愿意给我们吗
？Then why wouldn't He give us His grace and blessings？
所以哥林多后书第十二章九节说
So in 2 Corinthians in chapter 12 verse 9,
保罗身上有刺，所以他祷告神。
Because there is a pain in the
Paul's
body. And God tells him that my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. This phrase, if we meditate on this verse, will help open our eyes.
就好像你在高速公路上开车的时候，你会晚上你会点出你的大灯。
Just when you are driving on the freeway,
有一些段落是没有灯的。
Maybe there are sections that have no street light.
但是因为你点了大灯，你会走到一段路，你就看到有一些路标。
But because you have your headlights on, you will be able to see traffic signs.
因为你有打开大灯。
And because you turn on the headlights,
所以你可以看到一些路标，你不至于迷失或者是。不至于走过头。
You'll be able to see the street sign, so you won't be lost.
神告诉我们说，他的恩典给我们用。
God told us that His mercy is sufficient.
那你就把这个大灯打亮。
So let's turn on the headlights.
在遇到任何黑暗的时候。
So that even when we are in darkness,
你就会看到恩典。
We'll be able to see God's grace.
因为神的话是我们脚前灯，是我们路上的光。
Because His word is a lamp upon our feet,
弟兄姐妹们，
the light on our way.
我们要做一个学习。懂得数算主恩的人。
So brothers and sisters, let's be people who can count God's blessings.
因为神已经告诉我他的恩典够我们用。
Because He has told us that His grace is sufficient.
你随处随在都可以把这个大灯打开。
No matter where you are, you can turn on your headlights.
因为神的恩典，他有给我们说他有说不尽的恩赐。
Because God's grace is countless.
第二个要怎么去感恩
？How can we give thanks?
你看到在这段经文，我们刚才没有念，但是我告诉各位，第一章，第九章第一节，第二节，第五节，第七节。
Let me tell you that in verses 1, verse 2, and verse 5,
有一个字出现三次。
There's a word that appears three times.
就是乐意这个字。
It's a word in Chinese, it's gladly.
第二节讲到乐意。
In verse 1, it talks about gladly.
第五节讲到乐意。
Verse 5, it also mentioned gladly.
第七节也讲到乐意。
In verse 7, also mentioned gladly.
我们读这个中文圣经第二、第五、第七节都出现乐意这个字。乐意什么呢？
Read a Chinese Bible, the Chinese word gladly appeared three times. What are we gladly for?
第一节告诉我们乐意供给圣徒。
It means that we need to be glad to gladly give to the Lord's people.
第五节乐意什么呢？
Verse 5,
乐意把捐献预备妥当。
That we need to be gladly preparing the generous gift.
第七节乐意什么呢？
What should we be doing gladly?
乐意捐得不作难，不勉强。
To give cheerfully.
请注意。
Please pay attention here.
中文三个字意重，这个乐意重复。
There's three Chinese words here.
但是你知道吗？希腊文这三个字是不一样的。
But in Greek, it's actually three different words.
因为第二节那个乐意啊。
Because in verse 2, the gladly,
yeah, 这个字哈
this word, this Greek word,
这个 throthumia 这个字它是热切的意思。
This Greek word actually means eager.
而第五节那个乐意呢？
And in verse 5, the gladly 呢？
Eulogia 这个字其实是赞美称颂上帝或主的意思。
The Greek word actually means praising the Lord.
然后第七节那个乐意呢，那 Ilaros 这个字是令人高兴的，也就是说使神喜爱的意思。
And then the in verse 7, the word gladly actually means pleasing to the Lord.
所以弟兄姐妹你看哦。
So brother and sister.
可见了一个会感恩的人。
A person who knows how to give thanks.
他不只是心里面感动那个恩典。
He is not only touching his heart.
他是反映在行动上的。
But it will reflect on his actions.
怎么行动？
What kind of actions?
就是他因为感恩而有一种反应的表现。
That because he gives thanks, he wants to respond.
表现什么？
What kind of response?
表现他热切并且赞美称颂上帝，并且令上帝喜悦。
That he's passionate and he wants to praise the Lord. He wants to please the Lord.
因此他奉献，他捐献出来。
That's why he would give offerings. He wants to give.
美国有一个城市啊，有一个人呢、啊，他名字叫做史蒂文斯先生。
There's Mr. Stevens in America.
有一天呢、啊，他突然失业。
One day he lost his job.
他是一个写这个电脑软体程式的人。
He's a computer programmer.
他在那个公司已经八年,
he has been in the company for 8 years.
啊, 他想说他一定能够做到退休, 好, 能够安养天年,
he thought he could just retire in the company.
没有想到呢, 八年后, 他竟然被辞职, 因为公司倒掉,
but 8 years later, he was let go because the company folded.
这时候他就失去了收入,
and he lost his income.
又太太刚好生下老三,
but then his wife just had a third son.
所以那他需要重新找工作, 是迫在眉睫。
So it's very urgent that he needs to find a new job.
但是找了一个月, 找不到工作。
After a month, he couldn't find anything.
可是他又没有什么专长, 他除了会写程式之外, 什么都不会。
But the only thing he knew how to do is write programs.
终于他看到一家公司在征找这个软体公司的这个程序员。
Finally, he found a job opening looking for programmers.
好像配也不错。
And the pay was good.
所以就拿了履历满怀, 啊, 希望的感谢这个公司。
So he rushed to the company with his resume.
那应聘的人好多, 超过想象。
But then he saw there's so many people applying for the job, it's more than he imagined.
相信竞争会很激烈,
and he knew that the competition is going to be fierce.
后来经过简单的交谈, 经过公司的人讨论之后, 一个礼拜来面试,
but,
来笔试。
After preliminary talks, they asked him to come back after a week to take a written exam.
他在这外面真的是有实力, 他终于考过了。
And he passed the test.
然后两天以后就来这个面试。
And then he got an interview opportunity.
没想到一面试, 他发现糟糕。
But in the interview, he knew something is wrong.
公司跟他问说, 这个软体业未来的发展方向, 他的看法是什么?
Because the interview asked him, what do you think about the future of our industry?
啊, 这个问题他从来没有想过。
But he never given it much thought.
他会写程式, 但是他不晓得这个软体业的前面是什么。
He knew how to write programs, but he didn't think about the future of the industry. That's why he failed.
这位先生呢, 他就觉得啊, 他原来发现说, 哇, 他以前啊, 以为会写就好了, 原来整个外面是改变得这么快。
And he didn't realize.
他来应聘, 他才发现, 给他一个新的提示,
that the world changed when he was focused on writing programs, and he gave him a reminder.
他发现他令他因为虽然没有拿到工作，可他耳目一新啊。
But even though he didn't get the job, it opened his eyes.
增长了很不少的看见。
And he felt that his perspective was opened.
所以虽然是落聘啊,
even though he didn't get the job,
他还是提笔写了一个东西,
he still wrote something.
向公司写了一个信,
and he wrote a letter
他说,
to the company.
他说被公司花了人力物力为我提供了这个笔试面试的机会。
He says, the opportunity that your company has given me in interviewing me and giving me a test.
虽然我落榜, 但是通过这一次的这个应聘, 我增长不少见识。
Even though I didn't get the job, I still it broadened my perspective.
所以有感谢你们为我付出的这一些辛劳, 谢谢你们。
So I want to appreciate all the efforts you put into this process, and I thank you.
这封信寄回去之后呢,
and after I sent them the letter,
公司里面的人收到,
when the company received this letter,
虽然落聘的人不少呢, 但是呢, 发现说这一封信不一样, 就他没有埋怨, 也没有不满, 竟然来感谢我们。
They just find this letter very special, because this someone who didn't get the job but still wanted to thank them. It's something that's very different.
所以这封信就被层层送上送送, 最后送到总裁的办公室。
And it passed level to level, finally ended up in the CEO's desk.
那个总裁就看了以后, 一言不发, 就把它锁进他的抽屉。
But after the CEO read it, he just put it into his drawer.
3个月以后,
3 months later,
新年快要来了。
It's a new year.
那个史蒂文斯呢, 忽然收到一个精美的新年贺卡。
Mr. Stevens received a greeting card.
上面写的, 敬爱的史蒂文先生, 如果你愿意请和我们共度新年,
respectable Mr. Stevens, if you would join us for this new year.
他看了卡片, 原来, 记得3个月前, 那个公司应聘的这个公司寄给他的。
And it was from the company that he was applying for.
里面是写什么呢?
You know what it says?
他说公司出现空缺, 他们想到了品德高尚, 懂得感恩的史蒂文斯。
Because there's new openings in the company, they thought about this kind Mr. Stevens.
这家公司美国前十大企业, 很有名。
It was one of the top 10 largest companies in America.
几年以后,
a few years later,
这位史蒂文斯,
Mr. Stevens,
他表现出色,
his performance was impressive,
并且升到了副总裁,
and became vice president of the company.
兄姐妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们的神需要钱吗?
Does our God need money?
他需要我们奉献吗?
Does he really need our offering?
圣经告诉我们千山的牛, 万山的羊, 都是他的啊。
The Bible says that cattle in 1,000 hills,
那为什么他要我们奉献, 他会高兴了?
But then why is he so glad when we give him offerings?
因为他重视我们内心的态度。
Because he focuses on the attitude that we have when we give.
当基督徒对神有感恩的时候，
when we appreciate and give thanks to the Lord,
到底他有没有行动？
Do you have an action?
神从这个看见他是否对神有感恩。
And from your action, he can tell if you truly give thanks to
him. 所以第八节就告诉我们，神能将各样的恩惠多多的加给你们。
So then in verse 11 it says that God will multiply your abundance, so that everything will be abundant, that you will abound in every good work.
第三点，因为时间的关系，我不讲。
不讲就不讲了。
因为我们的主席已经警告我，这个讲到二十分。
Okay, I'm going to say my third point.
不过我要说的是，
well, I want to try to say,
感恩有什么效应？
What kind of effects are giving thanks?
感恩有什么效应？
What's the effect of giving thanks?
感恩的效应就是因为你的感恩会使许多人也会去感恩。
Because you give thanks, then other people will follow.
我有一年其实我们这里有一家广东菜的去吃饭。
There's a Cantonese restaurant.
结果呢？那个 waiter 呢，他晃东西用摔的 ，crack crack crack。
The waiter was very sloppy. He was throwing out dishes.
不晓得是不喜欢我，还是老板给他扣薪水，他不高兴。
Maybe he was angry at me, or if the boss didn't like him.
但是他摔下去，我还是跟他谢谢你。
But I still said thanks to him.
谢谢你。
I said thanks.
再次摔什么东西？谢谢你。
As he throws the dishes at me, I said thanks.
我发现了，后来他拿盘子来就很轻轻的放着。
But then I realized that then later on he puts down the dishes softly.
为什么？
Why?
你会发现感恩是会感染的。
You'll see that giving thanks can be passed on.
有时候我们去餐厅，你说我有给小费的，为什么要谢谢他？
When we go to restaurants, why do I need to say thanks if I am going to give him a tip?
其实不在那个钱，而是你表现的态度。
It's not in the money.
他不是我，所以我谢谢他。
It's my attitude of giving thanks to him for his service.
越来越好，
so that his quality will increase.
他也很高兴，
then he will be happy.
他被尊重，
that he will be respected.
他本来就应该被尊重，
and he should be respected.
你看，人与人之间就这样子的感恩。
And that is the relationship that we should have with one another. It can be passed on.
神喜欢我们感恩。
God wants us to give thanks.
这种感恩会使得别人因我们也来感谢神。
Because of our thankfulness, other people will follow our example.
好，我们把时间交给我们的同工，我们来继续下面的节目。
Let's give the time to our co-workers.